Sinabi ng manager ng Home and Community Social Support Program para sa Aged Care, Alexander Abramov, na ang pag-iisa ang susi na nagdadala sa mga may edad na tao upang maging vulnerable.
It is a language barrier, it is a misunderstanding of or lack of knowledge of the service system. Because the service system in Russia, where they've come from, or from China, or from Europe, where they've come from, is totally different to what it is here. It's isolation, it's lack of confidence in asking. We've always argued that social support is such an important part because it keeps people connected with not only their own community, but information from outside of that community. People talk.
Ang pagiging vulnerable ay maaaring magdala sa mga may edad na tao upang maging target ng mga estranghero at kung minsan ay ng kanilang sariling pamilya. Si Solicitor Melissa Chaperlain ng New South Wales Seniors Rights Service ay tumutulong sa mga taong may edad na lampas sa 60 taon. Ipinaliwanag niya kung paano ang pang-aabuso sa nakakatanda ay nangyayari.
It commonly can occur in family relationships. You'll get elder abuse, whether it's financial or physical, by family members. It could be a daughter or son or other related family member that's coming into the home of the older person. And where these relationships break down and are put under strain, elder abuse can arise.
Ipinaliwanag ng World Health Organization na ang pang-aabuso sa nakakatanda ay isang nag-iisa o paulit-ulit na gawain o kakulangan ng nararapat na aksyon na nangyayari sa anumang relasyon na kung saan may inaasahang tiwala na nagdadala ng sugat o pagkabahala sa isang nakakatandang tao. Sinabi ng Elder Abuse Prevention Association ng Victoria na aabot sa 90% ng mga kaso ng pang-aabuso ang nangyayari na kung saan ang may sala ay miyembro ng sariling pamilya. Sinabi ng New South Wales Senior Rights Service na samantalang ang pang-aabuso sa nakakatanda ay kalimitang hindi isinusumbong, ito ay nakakaapekto sa 10% ng mga nakakatandang tao sa buong mundo. Para sa mga may edad na tao na mula sa multikultural na pinagmulan, ang lengguwahe ay maaaring isang malaking problema. Ayon kay Alexander Abramov, ang kakayahang magsalita ng kakaunting lengguwahe ay pumipigil sa kanila upang makipag-usap. Nahihirapan din silang umintindi sa kausap, lalo na tungkol sa mga desisyong kaugnay ng pananalapi o legal na issue.
You can imagine someone that doesn't have a big network of people and relies on one or two people. It's very easy for those people to get the old person to sign something that they didn't understand what they're signing, or they're a big bother to the person. And even though the carer, in inverted commas, is supposed to be helping the person stay at home, what they're in fact doing is they're waiting for that person basically to die and providing very minimal support.
Dahil sa tumataas na halaga ng renta at presyo ng mga bahay sa kahabaan ng Australia, hindi naiiba para sa mga nakakatandang tao na mamuhay na kasama ng mga nakakabatang miyembro ng kanyang pamilya. Ayon kay Solicitor Melissa Chaperlain, ang mga kaso ng pang-aabuso sa mga nakakatandang tao ay kalimitang may ugnayan sa paggamit ng power of attorney upang makontrol ang buhay ng mga may edad.
Power of attorney is where an older person appoints a person to manage their financial and legal affairs on their behalf, so do their banking, for example. And while that older person has capacity, they act in accordance with the older person's instructions. An enduring power of attorney is a more powerful document in that when the older person lacks that mental capacity to make their own decisions, then the attorney acts in their best interests.
Idinagdag ni Solicitor Melissa Chaperlain na ang power of attorney ay maaari ding gamitin sa mga kaso ng pang-aabuso sa pananalapi.
We get a lot of calls through our service in terms of financial abuse where an attorney is breaching their fiduciary obligations under a power of attorney. So they're using the older person's funds for their own purposes, or we get a lot of calls in relation to an older person making a contribution to a child's home on the understanding they can reside there for life, and then that relationship breaks down and they're forced to find alternative accommodation or bring legal proceedings against the family.
Ayon sa New South Wales Elder Abuse Helpline, kalimitan ay naghihirap ang mga matatandang tao na malaman na sila ay inaabuso. Ang mga senyor ay malimit na nag-aatubiling aminin na inaabuso sila ng isang miyembro ng pamilya o caregiver. Ayon kay Solicitor Melissa Chapel Lane, kapag naisumbong na ang pang-aabuso, nagkakaroon na sila ng kapangyarihang tumulong.
Violence can be verbal abuse. We had one call where a spouse had said, if you don't do this, I'll put a knife through you. So that's a form of domestic violence, that in verbal abuse and intimidation. So there are remedies available. People can contact the police and have them act on their behalf and get an apprehended violence order taken out against the person, and if that person wants them to, they can be removed from the home.
Kamakailan ay nagpalabas ng kanilang pananaw sa taong 2020 ang Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia o FECA para sa mga nakakatandang taong may magkakaibang kultura at lengguwahe sa Australia. Sinabi ng bisyon na ang nakakatanda ay dapat mamuhay ng maayos, magbigay o sumama sa kanilang komunidad at tumanggap ng suporta kapag kailangan nila. Ayon kay Mary Petetsos ng FECA Health Aging Reference Network, ito ay tungkol sa pagpapaganda ng kalidad ng kanilang buhay.
FECA's vision and belief is that older Australians from called backgrounds, from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds, should be able to live a life as full as possible and a meaningful life that allows them to contribute to Australian society. And engage with that society and enjoy their own communities. And only when they need to, because they're very much at the end of their life, if they require care, that's when they should be able to access care that is of high quality and of a standard that is appropriate for all Australians.
Ang pagtulong sa mga nakakatanda upang hayaan silang mamahala sa kanilang buhay ay isang mahalagang bahagi ng bisyon.
The only way you can exercise choice and control is if you're an informed consumer. So what we're advocating for is that that choice is really only enabled if you have the power and the knowledge to exercise choice. So what we're essentially saying is that called Australians need to understand what services are available to them. They need to be able to communicate those their needs in their own language, and they also need to be able to talk to people so that they can understand what services are available so that they can make informed choices.